This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, October 3rd here at Gillette Stadium for another Patriots.com Roster Report Podcast. Normally this would be where I'd introduce Paul Perillo, but since he's not sitting in the chair across from me, I'm flying solo today. And luckily,
he resigned.
You'll never see him again. I lie. You'll see him on the pregame social Sunday evening before Patriots' big primetime affair here at Gillette Stadium with the Cincinnati Bengals as they look to bounce back from a dismal primetime affair at Arrowhead Stadium against the Kansas City Chiefs. And in that game, we actually will have a move that happened late last week prior to that game in Kansas City. Patriots placed Silver Salinga on injured reserve with the designation to return. As we all remember, he had the foot injury early in the season, came in Oakland a couple Sundays ago. And now he is on IR, but he will be back late in the year, come November, after he misses at least 8 weeks. And the Patriots signed defensive lineman Casey Walker off the Carolina practice squad. He's a 24-year-old, originally a rookie free agent out of Oklahoma with the Panthers. 6'1", 340. So as you can tell, he's pretty much a run stuffer. This team could use a run stuffer. He was inactive for the Monday night game against the Chiefs in Kansas City. They could have used him when the Chiefs ran all over them, but obviously it was a short arrival span for him, so he needs a little time to get up to speed. But could be a guy to keep an eye on as they look to shore up the defensive front in coming weeks. And then we'll move on to this week, where I guess it started on Monday night when Aaron Dobson was inactive yet again, along with Ken Burrell Tompkins, by the way. Later in the week, Shalice Manza-Young of the Boston Globe reported that he was inactive because he had a loud disagreement with Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. And then the Patriots refuted that report. First, in a statement, well, timeline-wise, first, Bill Belichick said it never happened during his press conference Friday morning and said he would have a statement on that later. Well, he lived up to that promise shortly after 12:30 when the PR department issued a short release, subject statement from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And what it said was, quote, "In my year and a half with Aaron Dobson, he has always been respectful to me and to the rest of the coaching staff. He has never once been argumentative or confrontational. The suggestion and reporting that his playing time was in any way the result of a, quote, loud disagreement, unquote, with a coach is completely false." Aaron Dobson also said it never happened. And so apparently the loud disagreement never happened, but we're back to the point where Aaron Dobson is indeed inactive for three of the first four games of the season as the Patriots look to find a mix at wide receiver. And that's where we stand with that. Otherwise, no other transactions this week, so I will do as we always do here on the roster report, move on to the injury report portion of the podcast. A couple interesting injuries this week. Cameron Fleming missed practice all week with a finger injury. He is officially out for the Sunday night game, this coming after he made his first career start at right guard last week in Kansas City as Bill Belichick shook up the lineup. Brian Stork also made his first career start at center. Dan Conley moved to left guard. But Cameron Fleming out for the game against the Bengals, so we will have another new-look offensive line this week as they prepare to take on Geno Atkins in that impressive Bengals front. Another finger injury, Nate Ebner missed practice all week and is out due to a finger injury apparently suffered against Kansas City. So those are the two players that are listed as out. Then we have five guys listed as questionable. Some of them have been on the injury report for a while now. One new entry here, a couple new entries. Jamie Collins, thigh, limited participation all week. He's questionable. Alfonso Dennard, limited participation, questionable. With the shoulder injury that has forced him to miss the last three games, he was actually probable last week and did not make the trip to Kansas City, did not play. Dominic Easley popped up on the injury report late this week, limited in practice on Friday due to a knee issue, and he is questionable for the game. He obviously has a history of knee problems, was drafted coming in while rehabbing from a torn ACL last September, previously tore the other ACL in his time at Florida. So it'll be interesting to keep an eye on any knee issues that Dominic Easley has in his slow ascension here as a rookie. Dante Hightower, knee injury, limited all week. He suffered that in Kansas City. And Chandler Jones, shoulder, limited all week, questionable. He suffered that in Kansas City against the Chiefs. And good news, Rob Gronkowski is now full participation all week in practice. He is probable for the game against the Bengals. I would say that's probable guarantee. On the Bengals side of things, there's some interesting ones. Brandon Thompson, defensive tackle, knee out. Doubtful. Vontaze Burfict, Marvin Jones, and Kevin Zietler are all doubtful with various injuries. Burfict would be the interesting one. He is a key part of their defense, linebacker, very physical presence for them up front, and a key player on that front. They have a variety of other injuries that are questionable and probable, but coming off the bye week, the big issue for them is Vontaze Burfict. And for the Patriots, the big issue has been squashed. There was no altercation between Aaron Dobson and Josh McDaniels. He is simply inactive as a football decision. Will be interesting to see if he's active this week as they take on the Cincinnati Bengals. Will be interesting to see if Kembrell Tompkins is active. And one little side note, Danny Amendola admitted this week that he had off-season groin surgery. And whether or not you believe that's a factor in his limited production to start the year, I wonder if it could be a factor. Some people have been calling for him to be inactive, be a healthy scratch. Talking about injuries is generally frowned upon. Be interesting to see if he is active on Sunday night against the Bengals. But the Patriots are relatively healthy, aside from Cameron Fleming and Nate Ebner, who will be out against the Bengals. And will be interesting to see if Casey Walker, the new run stuffer, is active and in the lineup as the Patriots look to stop Giovanni Bernard, Jeremy Hill, and a run-first Bengals offense. Patriots coming off a tough loss. They're the underdog here at Gillette Stadium Sunday night. Sunday night football is in the house. The big buses arrived yesterday. The trucks are here. They're getting set up, and that means you need to be here on Patriots.com Sunday evening, 6:15, the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Myself, Paul Perillo, Mark Bertrand will get you ready for a big game for the Patriots. A bit of a crossroads here to find out where this team and this season is going. Until next Friday, when hopefully Paul Perillo will join me, so it's not just my loud, annoying voice taking up all the time. I'm Andy Hart. This was another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.